Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, y'all. Happy Friday. We wake up, not in a surprising place, with Israel at war with Iran. Something that needed to happen a long time ago. Something that would not probably be happening right now if the Democrats were still in charge and shoveling dollars at Iran to help with the buildup of their, not just their nuclear program, but their terrorist armies. $300 billion pumped into Iran's coffers by Joe Biden had to have accelerated this program. It was decimated overnight. This was a larger scale decimation than I thought we would see. I thought we would see clean strikes, as clean as can be, on the nuclear facilities, on the fissile material facilities. They went a step further, taking out the number two in the country, who really was a number two, second only to the Ayatollah. And Iran dared him to do it yesterday. I mean, they practically dared him to do it, flat out saying, you busted us. We're not going to stop enriching nuclear material. We have no interest in it. We're going to do what we want. And Iran was counting on, what to them is normal, which is decades of Israeli threats to take stuff out and, Americans concerned and all of that. And I think they thought nobody'd do it. Their top three military leaders are dead. The world is a better place this morning. Iranian aggression had to be checked. It cannot be tolerated going forward. They were off the chain. And so what you saw yesterday, last night, this morning, was a conclusion to Operation Ajax. I'll take my word for it. Look up Operation Ajax. A-J-A-X. One of the first truly visible CIA color revolution coups, where they threw out a perfectly peaceful, non-threatening Iranian leader, replaced him with a series of Ayatollahs in the CIA's infinite wisdom, which always somehow translates to pure unadulterated evil in regime after regime after regime. CIA lost bigly yesterday. The rest of the world won. I don't really see the CIA as much of an American entity anymore, even today under John Ratcliffe's control, which, by the way, I got to get back into. Ratcliffe is refusing to fire anyone. He's gone dark. Trump's CIA director is refusing to fire anyone inside the CIA beyond the 1,200 who took Trump's offer to the payout for quitting. So all of the people who did the coups, the censorship of Americans, all of those really horrible things, they're still in there. And that's not good. But I would challenge you this morning to see, you really want to see the bookends here. Look up, put into, and Google still has it. I've got it up. You can read about it. All the credible sources you want. It's very well documented. It's one of the few mainstream coups run by the CIA in their infinite wisdom, deposed a very moderate, very reasonable, pro-Western as you're going to get an Iran leader. So they could have their own little regime, their own little fiefdom. And everything bad that's happened has come from that. This is the bookend of that. This is Israel finally standing up to the CIA and saying, no more, we're done. So hopefully this will open the door for these poor people who've been subjugated by the Ayatollahs with the help of the CIA in Operation Ajax. The overthrow of the legitimately, the last legitimately democratically elected head of Iran. And you want to see what the CIA wrought here and the damage they have done in the world by giving us the succession of Ayatollahs and the terror state that has followed. You want to see physically in pictures what that did to the Iranian people. Me and the kids and my husband were doing this, over the last week, because Iran's been so much in the news. We were going back, and kids were amazed. We were looking at pictures of Iran, its universities, its women, its streets, its shopping malls from the 40s and the 50s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. And you can't tell you're not looking at American. If you don't know what you're looking at, if you can't see the spires in the background, you don't know you're not looking at an American street. They dress like us. They style their hair like us. They're not even identifiably Muslim. They were relatively free for a Islamic civilization. The terror state created by the CIA in Operation Ajax has finally been overturned after 70 years of rule. And again, I would challenge you this morning to Google Operation Ajax so you can understand how the CIA operates. It was their first really successful, at least publicly successful coup, Orange Revolution. They've run many since then on many countries. That's what the Arab Spring was. But it was a disaster. And Israel ended that disaster yesterday. And that's good. Now, what the fallout will be, we don't know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's former FBI agent Jonathan Gilliam on Israel's success yesterday ending Operation Ajax.
And I think this is part of at least a three-prong operation. First was the intel gathering about Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran themselves, along with the Houthis. And then they started carrying out attacks to really just cripple Hamas and Hezbollah. We, as you just said, helped with the Houthis. But along that way, there was an initial attack inside of Iran. It tested their air defenses. We saw that they were horrible. And it showed that Iran did not have the ability to go the distance all the way over themselves into Israel and actually effectively attack Israel. So with all of that in place and understanding all that and all those different missions working, they were able to then go and start putting these operatives inside Iran and setting up for the big attack. And I think the rest of the world needs to realize that this is the way war fighting has evolved, and yeah. Israel is successful because they did it that way. They didn't just do it politically.
This is also the end of the CIA's proxies, Hamas and the other fighting groups. And you're watching it on two ends in this remarkably, historically 48-hour period. Why? Not only are we watching the decimation and the end of Operation Ajax, the beginning of the end, hopefully, of the military regime in Iran, which has never been hit by it like this before, you're watching the destruction of the joint CIA and Iranian proxies. What do I mean by that? Oh, the vote yesterday in the House. It actually passed. The $9.4 billion defund package. Which defunded, yes, NPR and PBS, but what else did it defund? It began the defunding process of the CIA's counter-revolution arm, which is USAID. Specifically, remember this, funded Hamas, as documented very well by Senator Tom Cotton, to the tune of $2 billion after October 7th. So Hamas is not just an operation of Iran, as you will hear many times on the news today. It is an operation of the CIA, and the CIA's funding and operations arm is, of course, USAID. It was gutted by the Trump administration. So this morning inside CIA headquarters, there's a lot of teeth gnashing, crying, anger, and rage. Same as in the Iranian capital. They're indistinguishable, really. And where, you know, where the CIA has funded America's enemies. There's a lot of anger there. $2.3 billion to the Taliban since the collapse given out by USAID. $9 million to Al-Qaeda given out, Al-Qaeda in Syria given out by USAID to a group, a front group that then transferred it for the Al-Qaeda overthrow of Syria. They now have an operations base. And so that was an absolute double-headed broadside the last 48 hours. More progress. Yeah, you know how that saying goes, there's some years where nothing happens and there's some weeks where years happen. Years happened. Our enemies took an absolutely brutal hit. Enemies that I would argue we wouldn't have if we would just stop funding them. And the CIA was doing a lot of that funding. And sadly, in the case of the Taliban, years of funding, as we've documented exhaustively on the show, most of it through USAID while the Taliban was fighting our troops. I would even argue there wouldn't be much in the way of Islamic enemies if we did not have that CIA funding funneled to them and the CIA playing games, trying to use them as proxy troops, and just silly stuff. There's another component of this too, folks. And understand the win for Trump right now, okay? Do you remember when Trump took out Soleimani? It was a great day for the world. It was a great day for our troops. Soleimani had hurt and killed our troops. He deserved to die. It was a great day when Trump took him out in his last term. He was the number two most powerful person in Iran. You remember that? Where do we, and you remember how the Democrats scream bloody murder? You hear that right now? You hear it? Trump, look, Trump greenlit this Iranian attack. I mean, you saw it. A few weeks ago, he told Netanyahu, no, don't do it yet. Netanyahu didn't. Trump green-lighted that attack yesterday. It couldn't have been more obvious. He's like, well, wait to see what happens. We're pulling our people out. Watch the Democrats. You'll see who has the power now. Just watch them. See if they dare pull a temper tantrum like they did when Trump killed their friend Soleimani, again, who was killing our troops. Democrats' friends tend to kill our troops on the ground. Just watch, see if there's any reaction from Democrats. There's not going to be. Oh, and it's going to turn out we helped Israel. I know what Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, is saying, and I get why he has to say it. We helped them. And that'll come out too. So did the Saudis, so did Jordan. They all worked on this together. This is a very, very good day. It is a just amazing day in history, if you know your history. Not a good day for the Democrats, though. Who's going to fund their street protests now? Remember, Iran was paying half the bill. We'll get into all of that coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.